This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Mark Earhart, president of the Earhart Group. And the Mark and his family, they've had their finger on the pulse of the community, the growth, the the challenges, and through thick and thin of this community. And he joins us to talk about his experience at 20-year anniversary of Katrina. Mark, welcome to the show.
No, it's good to be with you. I appreciate that you've had me on a few times. I will tell you, I've never been nervous to talk to you until this time, and I don't know why.
Well, Mark, you know, there's so many different aspects of Katrina, you know, of what was going on during the event itself and the immediate aftermath and then 30 days post-Katrina. I don't know that anyone really has given it from a perspective. Let me rephrase this. A lot of it falls on the wayside for me, having been right there in the thick and thin of it for a long time, during the storm and preparation for the storm and the aftermath of the storm and trying to help jurisdictions throughout, and not only Jefferson Parish. And then when I watch the national stories, I've never seen documentaries kind of miss the point so much, you know, about what was actually happening on the ground. It's a little disappointing, but there were a lot of tough issues, and I know that you've seen them and you've helped companies come back from the devastating impact of that storm economically, financially, and otherwise.
That's exactly right. Our business, the Earhart Group, is the family business. And my father and stepmother founded it in 1996, and I came to work here in 1997. And my dad and I worked together for 25 years. He passed away in 2022. And when, we were still a fledgling business, just trying to grind it out 20 years ago. And when everything happened, we had a decision to make. And I remember my dad at one point, and this is a couple years after the storm, he said, everybody in South Louisiana, and now this is extended in across the entire Gulf Coast, I mean, from Panama City to Lake Charles, in the last 20 years, every single person who is living here today has made the decision on whether to come back. And they've made the decision to live here because we all had to leave. Right. Everybody had to leave, whether it was for 24 hours, whether in my case, it took us 5 years to get back to Lakeview. And we all had to make that decision. And there are certain things that come with that decision. And, you know, we even use in our own discussion about our firm, what makes our business different is because we decided to stay and build. And that sort of, in my mind, applies to everybody, regardless of where you come from in the community and the type of work you do. and what you're interested in. Everybody common we have in common is that we've all decided to come here and stay here and build. I will tell you that the toughest thing 20 years later for me to do is really explain what happened to my kids, because my daughter is going to be 20 years old September 16th. My wife was 9 months pregnant when we evacuated from Polk Street in Lakeview. And it was funny because the lady next door, who never came back, she had her daughter ask us that we were leaving because there's an old wives' tale apparently that low pressure systems, weather patterns can cause women to go into labor. So we had like three people call us, including my mama, to make sure we were leaving town. So my wife wouldn't go into labor. But my son is 15 and they're asking questions like, why did this happen? Can it happen again? Why are people saying this about New Orleans today? Right. And it's hard. It's difficult because I'm trying to talk to them about what took place. And I'm confident that it wouldn't happen again in terms of, you know, the city and the flood infrastructure and everything. But it's, you know, they ask good questions. I took my son by the 17th Street Canal yesterday because we've been watching some of the specials and things, and I wanted to show him what everything looked like. And I don't think he ever laid eyes on where that break was. And it's just starting, I don't know. I'm having a difficult time 20 years later trying to sort through a lot of where we are today.
I just delivered a monologue, Mark, and you work with a lot of businesses day in and day out about, you know, the upcoming mayor's race and the fact that folks really should listen very closely to what these candidates are saying, because we need to fund and finance critical services, critical infrastructure first, and all those other aspirational things second. And I use the adage, you know, people always respond, well, we can walk and chew gum at the same time. Well, maybe not, and we haven't.
Yep.
And part of the problem that we have here is we've actually developed our economy around disasters, because the best years that we've ever had, actually, as it relates to infrastructure improvement, is the funding that we receive from the federal government as a result of a disaster. That's not a good thing. And, you know, and as we struggle to move from a third-tier city to a second-tier city, and as we struggle to reverse the out-migration pattern that is set in here for a number of years, and I know you follow it closely, and that's why I bring this up, we got to do things a little different, I think. Your thoughts?
I agree. And I think there's something I've learned over the last couple of years is, you know, I do better if I measure backward. And I think if we measure where New Orleans is today, but we measure backward, where were we 20 years ago versus today? We can see and be grateful for extreme progress that's been made in the city. At the same time, this was so stark in over the, like 10 years ago and stuff, and it's just as stark now. When I go to other cities around the country, I see cities that work. They work. In terms of the buses run on time, the streets are repaired. You know, there are people who are moving from place to place. There's activity, there's commerce, right? And I believe we've been told in the city of New Orleans that, oh, you know what? This is just the way it is now, right? Garbage once a week, this is just the way it is now. Having to park your car on the neutral ground, well, that's just the way it is now. And personally, I just don't think that's true. And I think every person in the city has the right and expectation that the city should work. And if I'm running for mayor, the only thing that I'm ever talking about in my campaign is crime, roads, sewage and water board. Everything else, if we get those things right, everything else takes care of itself. And 20 years later, as we look at this, because we're already seeing it. We're faced with all these stories from outside about whether we should rebuild the city or not and that kind of stuff. The Economist did an article where the headline was, why are we still subsidizing a sinking city? That reporter should be ashamed of herself for writing a story like that. At the same time, the people of New Orleans should expect more from the people we elect, because this isn't just the way we have to live with it. We should demand a city that works, because the people of New Orleans work. And it just, that's, we just shouldn't settle for second best anymore, and we shouldn't be told we have to. That's where I think we should be.
Well, I think you're right. I make this analogy. Look, I love this place. I love it like no other. And, you know, there's just so much to do here. In fact, we went out over the weekend with some friends and we had a great time. And it's just so many different things to do and just so much to enjoy, right? But by the same token, the challenges that we face, and we always feel like we're going one step forward, two steps back. And I don't know about you, but I get to the point where I'm tired of making excuses for certain things, right? And it's hard to focus on the positive when there's so much going on in the negative. And the fact that we're still spending Katrina money today, 20 years later, in my view, that's a disaster in and of itself. And I get that we're celebrating the rebuild and the rebirth, but how long does the rebirth go on? In this respect, and I don't know that we're so. You know, the analogy that I make is I think that we should, you know, like with juvenile crime, and we do these juvenile programs, we should assess the success of the juvenile program 2 years post adulthood to find out where those kids that came through a program A, B, C, and D, where are they at age 23 years of age? Mm-hmm. Where do we find them? And that, I think, is the most telling way and the most appropriate way to value the programs and the spend that we made. Because if 70 or 80% of those kids are headed to the state penitentiary, then those programs are not working for whatever reason. The outcomes are not there, right? It's the same way that we should be looking at what we did both before, during, and after Katrina to find out where we are right now today. And the one troubling characteristic is that we've had very few newly built hotels. We have out-migration greater than in-migration. We lost most of the Fortune 500 companies that we ever had. We've struggled to get them back. We consistently are having to punch above our weight. And as I said to Walt Leger the other day, maybe we need to gain some weight. And as he put it, he said we need to gain muscle mass. Because, you know, I love all these cliches, but these are excuses, right? I mean, am I viewing wrong?
I agree with you. I think, you know, what I've said to my kids is people will always be interested in you because you are from New Orleans, right? Wherever you go, people will always be interested in you because you are from New Orleans. Some people will ask you about New Orleans because they think we're from the moon, right? Other people will ask them about New Orleans because they're so interested in who we are and the life down here. That's great. At the same time, as a community, and we see this in how people make decisions, we white knuckle the status quo. We will absolutely hold on to a bad hand, knowing it's a bad hand because we fear change so much. And you use the example, exactly what I was going to say. We, as a community, to punch above our weight, we have to start embracing some measure of economic change. The fact that we haven't built a new hotel, high-rise hotel in the city in 40 years is not a badge of honor. It says something about our willingness as a community to grow. And it doesn't mean we just have to be like Las Vegas and tear everything down, replace it with new. But we're so unwilling to do new because we're scared of it that it holds us back. We have to be, cities build things. Communities look to grow because it creates opportunity for everyone. And we have, for us to move forward, if we, you know, 20 years from now, whoever Newell Norman and Mark Earhart are on the radio 20 years from now, we need to be talking about the things that we've developed and built and how we've made the city even better because we acted with foresight in the decisions we were making. Sometimes when those decisions are risky, but we did it with vision and foresight, and we did it with a plan, and we built. And because I don't see any other way around this. This is way beyond where we are as a city. It's way beyond talking about what we want. We need to get up every day and make the city work, make the streetlights work, make the roads work, keep the entire city safe. Everything else comes after that. And I personally believe if we get the basic daily stuff right, everything else is easier. It's easier. And we can't rely on the government.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that.
They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Anymore. We have to rely on ourselves. But we have to be willing to change and take steps to change in order to do it.
Yeah, you know, the interesting thing is I watched these national pieces about Katrina, and if I didn't know anything about the city, I would suspect that the lower nine was the economic driver and the economic engine of the entire city. And, you know, from my perspective, what I think is we allowed the marketing in the rebirth of this city to get kind of convoluted about really what it was all about and the challenges that we had because we had an aging infrastructure that it was going to require a lot of attention and a lot of money. And we had one-time opportunities of a lot of money coming into this city that we could have righted a lot of that. And that was what the big argument was about. But we got so focused on one little bitty neighborhood from a national perspective here. I mean, we had movie stars coming down, investing money. A lot of those programs ended up being a disaster are still involved in litigation as of today. And a lot of other things that went on because we did not have the ability to receive this attention or this focus because we let it get misplaced early onset for whatever reason. I don't know what reason that was, and I don't really care, but we missed golden opportunities, as far as I'm concerned, as to the rebuild and the rebirth of this place that we call home. Mark Earhart, thank you so much for joining us. Go ahead, final thoughts, Noel. Real quick.
I was going to say, I think there are a lot of opportunities ahead if we open our eyes and we get to work. I think, and expect more. I think if we expect more out of the people we elect, and help them do what they need to do, there's more opportunities ahead. I do believe that.
No, I do too. Absolutely. I wouldn't spend all this time talking about it. We got to get it right. We got to get it right. We have opportunities along this timeline, and if we don't leverage it, we're going to lose, and we're going to lose big, quite frankly.
You're right.
The sooner that we come to that realization, the better off we'll be. Mark Earhart, with president of the Earhart Group, thank you so much for joining us today. We'll be right back, folks. We'll visit with Joe Geruso, city council member in New Orleans, District A. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.